So let's just relax and breathe. And savor life. And find the ease of this beautiful day. The ease that's always at the center of the activity. There is always a place to breathe and relax, no matter what the conditions are. No matter what's going on. Once, even in the middle of a murder investigation in my house, I needed an opportunity to breathe and relax. So I told the policeman who was interrogating me that I really had to go to the bathroom, and he let me go. And I had a poem on the wall that said, "Flow as water downstream." And so as I flowed, I breathed. And I relaxed, and it was quite wonderful, and it wasn't a murder at all, so all was well. So taking the time just to breathe and to remember that peace that underlies all of the activity, the endless space of calm that contains infinite possibilities. The beauty of the presence of divine life right here and right now. And so I've chosen for the quote to inspire the meditation today, a quote from the San Diego workshop from Abraham Hicks on 1:10:15, and a powerful young man who looked like he was from India came with love in his eyes to speak to Abraham. And Abraham said to him, "The revelation is happening 100% of the time, but the realization of the revelation, that's what you are demonstrating here." And he said, "I always notice the little things."
Excuse me.
"The birds and the trees, the color. I love to be in nature." And then he said to Abraham, "You talked about the universal forces that are always directed toward us. And I just looked up. And every day I say thank you for this moment. And right now, I just feel eternal bliss." Abraham said, "It's obvious, isn't it?" I love it when it's obvious. Oh, it feels so good when it's obvious, yes. And then he went on to say, "Thank you. As much gratitude as this universe possibly has, I'm sending it all your way right now. And right when I sat down, I could feel it." So just breathe and see if you can connect with this young man who was able to sit down in the hot seat and feel the gratitude that the universe has for us. We are always appreciated. We are ever loved. So much love, so much harmony, so much peace, so much joy. Such gratitude that the universe has just for us. It makes me smile. It makes those bliss bubbles move through me so I want to giggle. Because the gratitude of the universe is directed to us at all times. And sometimes it's obvious. And so we bless those obvious moments. And then Abraham said to him, "And you know, even though it was not your motive, another wonderful thing besides getting to feel like that is that what you flow out like that flows back to you." And he said, "Exactly." In other words, when universal forces get a whiff of that feeling and flow that back to you, big time impact on what happens next. And he said, every single millisecond, I feel like it's a flower just blossoming. And Abraham said, no, it's like all the flowers blossoming. All the flowers blossoming. And he said, the whole universe just expanding. Abraham said, yeah, yeah. And then they said, you want to get feeling like this so you can make wonderful things happen. And we want you all to acknowledge that this is the wonderful thing that you all want to have happen. It's all about feeling like this. Very good. Very good. So it's all about feeling like eternal bliss. Eternal bliss. I'm seeing the golden Buddha grinning in eternal bliss. Savoring the peace, savoring the flow, savoring the love. And then I'm feeling like all of us romping and playing in the contrast, having the ouchy moments, experiencing the ouchy moments within this incredible flow of eternal bliss, and not losing sight of the bliss even in the contrast, but beginning to recognize more and more comfortably and fully and completely that the contrast is the step one part of the process, and it's all perfect. At somewhere, someplace, it's all perfect. And that we just haven't looked far enough down the road yet to see the perfection, but our inner being has. So in this contrast, our inner being is looking far down the road and guiding us directly through this contrast that we hate, that Abraham says we've asked for because we want it more than life itself, because it causes us to have these rockets of desire that create the next phase of eternal bliss that we are able to experience as we simply relax and receive. And so we breathe and relax and remember that our job, 100% of our work, according to Abraham, is getting in the receiving mode and relaxing into the eternal bliss that we talked about in the quotation. And so as we continue this meditation, we allow ourselves to breathe and relax and connect with the good feeling. Abraham said, when the man said, every single millisecond I feel like it's a flower just blooming. And Abraham said, no, it's like all of the flowers blooming. And so imagine a spring field. I'm seeing a field of daffodils. Perhaps you're seeing a field of some other flower, but if you can experience it in the phase where it's still all green, but the buds are getting ready to bloom, and the first bud comes into fruition, the bright yellow of a daffodil, the perfection of a perfect tulip, the exquisiteness of a pink or purple hyacinth, one flower in a field blooming, one flower. And then take another breath and see the flowers expanding in the field, more and more flowers blooming and their little heads bobbing in the spring winds and their little leaves basking in the spring rains and the fragrance rising on the breeze. I remember fields of daffodils in England in the spring. And the weather was horrible. But the daffodils were amazing. And they made the cool weather with the rain worthwhile, because you could see the incredible beauty of the daffodils. You could see the sun shining in the flowers. And then one day the sun would come out, and the sun plus the daffodils and the warmth on your face. Ah, spring. Spring. And Abraham says the feeling of eternal bliss is not just like a flower blooming, but like all the flowers blooming at once. And so seeing the fields of flowers blooming, the tulips blooming in Holland or in Washington State. My friend Reverend Hillary sends pictures of flowers blooming in Washington State where she parks her RV in the winter. And then spring comes, and there's literally thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of fields of tulips blooming in the fields, every possible color, surrounding where she is staying. All the flowers blooming at once. Flowers blooming, breezes blowing. Clouds moving across blue skies with sunshine and life-giving rain. Spring is so amazing. Definitely came in like a lion this year. We can only hope for the lamb in the last few days of the month. But the gloriousness of spring is right here. And even though it snowed on Friday, I saw a very sheltered spot with daffodils in it that have green buds getting ready to bloom in my garden. Everything else is still covered with leaves and winter debris because I haven't got out there to clean it up, but those daffodils are determined. And we need to be as determined as daffodils to make receiving our first priority. 100% of our work is to get into receiving mode. And we get into receiving mode by appreciating. We get into receiving mode by being grateful. We get into receiving mode by loving. We get into receiving mode by laughing and sharing and eating wonderful things and going for walks outside and tuning to love, however it works for us. I saw my first bunny of the year last week, and that bunny made my heart sing because it meant that the foxes didn't get all the bunnies last year. We had 5 foxes. But one of the bunnies survived, and if one survived, chances are 2 survived, which means we'll have 32 before too long. And food for the foxes when they come back this year. And glorious bunnies to hop across my backyard and to celebrate every time I see one. I remember once I was in the kitchen and I looked out the window and my friend David was there. And I saw a bunny and I said, "Oh, it's a baby." And he said he had never seen such joy as I was expressing in that moment. The baby bunny just made me so happy. And there are so many things in life that are as precious as baby bunnies. Babies. My friend Vesta had her 4th great-grandbaby 2 weeks ago. Little Addison is totally beautiful, and all the members of the family are falling in love all over again with this new member of the family. And the freshness and the newness of spring that comes and the flowers and the baby bunnies and the baby humans and the baby everythings and the cherry blossoms soon to come and the beauty of hearts singing and people getting outside and the people on the path by the creek just celebrating being out after a long winter as the paths clear and we are able to walk and listen to the sound of the creek yet again. And this year a big log fell across the creek and created a dam which rose the level of the creek in one part, which created a waterfall. And when I was walking by there the other day, there was a sound that hadn't been there before. And I stopped to investigate, and I saw the falling water that's the loudest sound that the creek makes in the park that I walk. And oh my, it was such a joy to see the beauty of the change. And even in the falling of the tree, which looked like it could be something going wrong, there was actually something going so very right in the creation of the waterfall. So beautiful. Each thing new, the cycle of the seasons, the growing and then ultimately the falling of the trees, the budding of the trees and the leaves coming forward so that you can begin to see that the stark silhouettes of the trees in the wintertime become softened against the sky. And the freshness, the coolness of the breeze and the warmth of the sun, just basking in the beauty of springtime. And the eternal bliss of the changing of the seasons, and how spring is so much easier to appreciate after a long winter, and the opportunity to put away the shovel. And I didn't last week because they predicted snow for Friday, and I didn't need the shovel, but I definitely needed the brush in my car. And the intuition that guides us every moment of every day, the accompaniment of Source, is part of that eternal bliss. We bask in the bliss, we bask in the beauty, we bask in the love, an endless appreciation that we have for life and Source has for us. And we find that space of beauty and appreciation and joy. We match the feeling of Source. We see through the eyes of Source. We hear through the ears of Source. The sounds of the birds are sweeter. The taste of the chocolate is even more extraordinary. The blessing of friends, seeing the beloveds and the faces and the smiles, is even more precious. So we give thanks for the spring. We give thanks for the contrast that allows us to appreciate good health after the coughing stops, that allows us to know that everything is unfolding perfectly, that there is a beautiful next step in every moment on our path of least resistance. And whatever it is in this moment, in every moment that's right around us, somewhere here there's something beautiful. As my friend Margie says, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. So we look for the sparkles. We even bring the sparkles sometimes. We contribute the sparkles with our smiles and our giggles and our wonderful phrases and great words like Seal brought to us this morning, with the chocolate desserts that Chet brought to us, with the smiles and joy that Mary Rose and Marcia and Judy brought to us today. We know that we are blessed. And as we gather in this circle, or as we simply sit quietly with ourselves and relax and breathe and just take a few moments to bask. Abraham said that meditation is good to quiet the mind, but it's even better to rampage appreciation. Because when we meditate, we benefit. But when we rampage appreciation, everything we appreciate benefits. Our energy goes out to those we love, to things we love, and our earth benefits as we appreciate nature. So we bask in the beauty. We find that space of stillness that allows us to take a moment to simply breathe, to relax and appreciate, to love and share, to be in the eternal bliss of wonder and peace and ease and receptivity. We are the endless recipient of good. Life is good. All is well. I am grateful. So let's just stretch a little bit, stretch our backs and our necks, and breathe and relax once again. And as we open our eyes, smile at the people around us or at life itself, and know that all is truly well. And so it is.